father sister, your parents, you not get that angry, but
you feel so angry at him, more so than he called the name at your own brother, sister, or your own parents. You would not get that angry, but when they speak ill about father, then you feel so angry because what you are trying to do for that man. The love in one hmm? Words, but he's trying to betray you. If you question yourself, do I love father or don't I love father? Then if somebody come around you and talk very bad about Reverend, about father, and if you feel that anger, that means you loving him. Hmm? If you don't feel that anger, maybe you're not loving him so much now. So are you really angry and are you really want to retaliate, you know, that kind of feeling well out of your mind, even momentarily? Do you feel that or don't you?
Yes. Yes.
And sometimes you don't mind even when you're really at the fierce anger, you know, somebody has said something and you're in such anger that you don't even mind having one eye away if you can retaliate him right there and then. And if you want to lose your arm, you still want to get at him and get even with him. You want to feel that way even temporarily? Then you are the man of a strong love. That means that person will later perfect himself in a strong way. He will have a strong love perfected. So imagine Reverend Murray is just one out of 4 billion people in the population on earth. Huh? There are men who are 4 billion, numbers of 4 billion. My father says, father, maybe the uglier one, ugliest one in the world. Father says, not the prettiest one, but why with everyone?
Hmm?
Like Italians, like the white people, and even Doris, and even a Korean, come and love father. Why? Why? Why is it? That's because everyone, with no exception, likes love, or the love, love.
Hmm? 자 이런 이론적인 원칙에 의해서 이론적인 원칙에 의해서 사실 그와 같은 날에 나가면 나갈수록 모든 사람들은 딸이야 되고 모든 물건들은 딸이야 된다는 결론이 나옵니다.
It is only the natural conclusion, inevitable conclusion that this is the way they are. So when he goes to the realm, getting near to the realm of the perfection, then everyone is drawn to his love, drawn to him. And if it isn't, then it is against the nature. It is that way. This is why everyone, with no exception, once he understands and once he gets on the same right track, then becomes the love father. As I already told you, we are the cell, one cell of God's entire big body. And the cell, in order to live, not to die and decay and rotten away, the blood must circulate every day, every moment, and the nerve has to be connected in every cell. Isn't that right? If God is unhappy and sad, can we become happy and elated?
No.
If God is sad, then every cell, every part of the cell of his body should feel the same sadness. The fall of man is that the God, the happiness of God's sorrow, the result of it.
Happiness!
No!
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 Happiness!
No!
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 You win. You're right. When God lost everything, the lost one and everything that is, then would God just a little sad or really sad? Just like you see, one time, even in the satanic world, not so strong love, yet strong enough so that the woman loses her, her husband only a few years after marriage, and she's still young, and she lost him. And she really is lamenting it. She really is sad, and she really cries and cries with his fist striking the ground. She's regretting. Would God be worse or not so bad compared to her in sadness?
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Why? And it's not difficult to imagine, because with that woman, when she lost her husband, at best that was her husband, and he meant only to her, and maybe nothing else. But God, when he lost them, then God knew that it was connected, was supposed to be connected to the entire creation of the universe. And when that was washed down the drain, then you can imagine how sad God was. Or what is your, how do you imagine? Do you imagine it's a real real sadness or just a little sadness? You really are so disappointed. You cannot, it's a bleak is a feeling. It's just like a, you're looking at the all destroyed, devastated land you are seeing. Imagine, how would you feel? Would you feel the devastated? It's just like the big nail, that big nail. Yeah, that big nail will be driven right at the back of you. How would you feel? Maybe that will explain, that will make you explain better, the experience better, the pain of God. Which do you imagine would be more painful? The nail driven down on your back, or a love be hurt with something, and the nerve of love, some hard thing will come and touch. How, which is more painful, do you imagine? We must understand, the man, no matter how his pain is, there is a chance for him to recover that. In other words, if he doesn't die, then he will recover, certainly. But once your love is hurt, and this is not recoverable. You just cannot tolerate. Can you understand? Maybe you would rather choose to walk on your feet, on your arm instead of feet for the rest of your life. You know, upside down and walk. You would rather choose that than lose love and experience pain from it. Maybe some of you have experienced that bitter love, the love which is betrayed. Maybe the Western man and woman never felt that strong, you know. Maybe they just shrugged their shoulder off. They may have done that, but What if they have lost the love? How painful would it be?
자, 햄프시 대낮에 깜깜한
The broad daylight, you walk outside, you see nothing because it's so dark. Your eyes see nothing because it's so dark. Can you understand? Can you imagine? How? You are absolutely insane and crazy at that moment because you lost everything. Now, if you feel that experience, or if you even imagine that experience, how come you experience that? In other words, who that nature come from? How come you feel that? In other words, why do you feel that? Is that because somebody else is that way too? Where does the nature come from? Certainly, because God is that way, we are that way. And God's nature has come to has passed on to me. So it is the same thing. As a man fell, the mankind fell, that means, since I am a mankind, that means an individual has betrayed God's love. And this is the same meaning, same name. Do you understand? So we always say we are going this way. What is that way we are going? We are going exactly the reverse way of we must experience this. Every one of us must experience in person that we betray the sin of betraying God's love, and we really must feel that and repent and try to hope if there is any way for me to get back to that original state of love, I will do anything. We have to feel that in ourselves before we can go back to the restored position. Do you follow? We must the feel and know that since many men betrayed God, there's hundreds of thousands of the needle, the prickled right deep into God's body. We have to feel that.
자 그래서 이것을 내
스스로
이건
아픔을 스스로 So master, be determined to pull that needle out of his body. None other than with our own hands we do that one by one.
그게 지금 복귀는 그런 거다.
And such is the course of restoration. As the restoration is being getting nearer and nearer to the destination, what we are doing is to pick up the needle one by one out of the So have we ever felt that since I know there's a lot of needle in God's body, that every day I will do the work of pulling that out, rest of my life doing that? And have we ever felt that way? Then with what? How can we? Can we pull that out of his body with power or with a means, you know, the intelligence or with the idea? Can we do that? With what can we pull? Love, but not just the ordinary love, but this is a love by repentance. We repent, and because of the repentance, the love takes place in me, and that kind of love, with that kind of love, we have to 풀든 일을 알아.
자, 그 부모의 옷을 막아도 나는 세상이 안 사랑하냐고, 나를 사랑하고, 비행을 하라고, 욕심을 하고, 세계 떨어져 있는 것 정도는.
So in order to mend that, we've been going everywhere in the world like a crazy person to try to mend God, to try to pull that needle out of God, trying to each man, reach out to each man and talk to him and make him understand when he repent himself, then you have pulled one needle out of God's body.
그래서
the most important of all is to pull a needle out of God's body by heart, reaching out to the people by heart and reaching out to God by heart.
뭐
So have you pulled many needles out of God's body?
뭐?
Or have you ever thought about it before?
뭐
We are witnessing to the people, and the witnessing is very difficult, we know. It's difficult because the people don't understand easily, and it takes lots of work for you on your part before they understand. And they not only don't understand you, but they oppose you, like say, call your name Mooney. Actually, you are doing something good to them. You intend to, but then they oppose you.
자, 세계 사람이 그러면서 영국 사람의 그 참 발언을 맞고 세계 사람이 뽑을 수 있는 걸 빨리빨리 해나가자. 빨리빨리.
So we feel, in England, English people will have to pull that needle out of him. And since they are doing that, we will go around. And not only but the English people, not only we make English people repent, but everywhere in the world, we are going to make them repent.
자,
we have to feel.
그럼 흑인 세계는 흑인 세계는
But the black people.
백인만 하나님 자체 사랑하는 것을 받았나 사랑을 배반 사랑을 배반하는 못 당했나 흑인들아 흑인.
What is your guess? Then maybe the white people put so much needle to God's body. In other words, betrayed God so much. But maybe the black people are not so bad. So maybe they haven't done that so much. What is your guess? Do you think the black people did that too to God? Same way, they did too, just as much as white people.
40억
So for that, the 4 billion people are the same way. So we have to pull the 4 billion needles out of God's body. This is the reasoning we can make now. Do you follow?
하나님의 고통을 해방시키는 아들이죠. 고통을 해방시키는 아들.
So now we are the liberator. We liberate God's pain. This is what we are, and this is what we are doing.
그 무슨 말이야?
Do you understand?
자 이것도 뭐 일본에서 뭐 불합한 사람 와가지고 뭐 연구해도 갔다 이거 아주 말이야. 잠만 자고 말이야. 뭐 아이고 나는 부족하다. 아이고 또 뭐 관두지나 그래. 관두지면 뭐래? 빨리 버릇이야. 에이 사람을 빨리 복귀하는 수단을. 저도 또 뭐래? 한 사람의 그 모든 것을 뽑아줘야 저도 안 하면 안 되기 때문에 그런 것만을 뽑아.
Have you come from Japan and have you come from Germany, from all the way from Japan and Germany, and saying that resolution that we will save the English people, but do they just sleep a lot of times and don't do the work? Then we should think if we're doing our work. Then what do? We the pricks that the needle out of God's body. What do you think in Japanese and the German people? Do you think we are doing something good to English people or is something bad to English people? How can you say good? And why is it good?
Why?
If you go around door to door and if you make do fundraising, then the people will look at you and say, "Oh, my sons and daughters should not become like that," and then I should not allow them to go into the Unification Church. Don't you show that kind of example to them? Are you doing in such an example, setting such an example so that everyone see you and say, we should send our sons and daughters to Unification Church so that they become like they are? Are you setting that kind of example, or are you setting different examples saying that if they join the Unification Church, our sons and daughters will become like him, so I had better not send him? What kind of image are you going to are you now giving to the English family? Have you not come from all the way from Japan and Germany, and instead of healing God, instead of pulling the needles out of God, instead you are pulling more needle, you're putting more needle into God's body, thinking, why? I don't want to witness, why have I come all the way to England? Don't you feel? Which way are you? The everyone that come from Japan, everyone from Germany and all the rest of Europe, if he stayed, would not be better? Or which one are you doing? Are you helping, or are you making the English people burdensome? Are you really helping God, and are you really helping the English people? So we have to think this seriously. And what am I doing? Am I helping God, or am I not helping God so much? We have to feel that. God knows that we are all here to help to do God's work. So therefore, do you think God will come wherever we go? God will come follow after us and help our work. In other words, we witness and God helps in such a way to move his mind and do it well. Do you think God is doing that? Or saying, well, since you're not doing so much work for me, I'm not so happy at you. Or does he feel that? He is always trying to come after you and help you, doesn't it? There's no question about that. So we must have confidence that whenever we go, that he follows us and helps us. So it is also easy to understand God's heart. When we love God more than Adam and Eve fell at the time, if we love God more than that, and also the other way, if you love the fellow mankind, just God loved them more than he loved Adam and Eve before they fell. If we love them, then God will do miracle for you right at that scene. But if we don't love so strongly as even God loved Adam and Eve, but when God helps, that's not because God is in perfect condition to help you. No, God is painful, but God even, if they even forget about that pain momentarily and help you because you love mankind so much. But if we don't love mankind so much, then the God just cannot help you because he just cannot, he just cannot, he cannot feel like helping you. Rather than he will feel like punishing you. Then God will be angry, saying, did parents teach you that way? Or did I ever teach you that way? Or did divine principle teach you that way? So God will feel all this resentment to you when we do not love God and love mankind as much as we should. And we must know for sure about that too. So, like we already understood, we are here to heal God's wound, to pull the more needles out of his body. So is the divine principle. That is the way the divine principle directs us. When we are hungry, the first thing we think about the food, don't we? The food, the meal we think. When we have not had enough sleep, then we always think about sleeping, don't we? And that's natural. But our feeling towards God, or we must do the work for God because it's urgent, that feeling must be a little stronger than our food, than our sleep when we are hungry. We must even forget about eating time and forget about the fact that we are hungry. We can even forget about if we are sleepy or not, because we think so deeply about fellow mankind and God himself. Do you understand? So we must feel that even the moment we will put to help the man realize the way they must realize, and to work even the few more moments to raise funds so that with that money we help other people in God too. And we have to feel that every moment we will put one more needle out of God, and we have to feel that in every moment of the day. So that's why we are witnessing. So should we or should we not witnessing? Do witnessing for God and for man. So we must understand that we will have to pull that needle, even at my sacrifice. And this is what Jesus' idea was. Jesus taught us that, and Reverend Moon's idea is. Reverend Moon teaches that, and he has been doing that all the rest of his his life so far. And this is what we must do too. And this is the work of Unification Church, and this is the work of God as well. You see, as a result of the fall, Satan came into existence, and such a thing as Cain came into existence, Abel came into existence, and here's a Messiah he came into existence, and Messiah always bring the people from that side into God's side, and so do we. All need to be indemnified and restored. This is what we find ourselves now.
항목적 사랑을 이제
When the all entire work is done, what is it? To restore the God's love, to make the normal relations for the or every mankind into God through parents. This is what we are doing now.
지금 우리가 이 복귀 과정에는 하나님과 우리는 고통의 사랑을 하고 있잖아. 고통의 사랑. 아파서 좀 고통. 예? 고통의 사랑을 하면 상처를 입어 가져가지고 고통에 못을 받고 서로 사랑하자.
We are loving. We try to love each other, not in an original love, but in a painful love. We can love him because of this reason, that reason, but still we want to love him. And our love is impossible love we are doing now, we must understand. Because here the needle we talked about, God has a needle in his body. That needle is not a simple needle. That needle is connected with the Satan. The string, the thread is attached to that is a satanic thread. And if we don't do the work right, then the Satan will prickle that, and God will feel more pain. So what we are doing is, we inherit that end of the string from Satan. Satan say here. Satan will trust you and say here. And then we get that thread from Satan, and we softly pick it up.
레슨 말이야. 레슨 저 챔피언이 말이야. 세계 레슨 챔피언. 리얼로 싸울 때 그 챔피언한테 가서 싸우는 그 이상 정도라는 싸움을 한다고.
And when we fight against Satan, then we fight in such a way that the wrestling champion try to defend his championship from
the champion belt.
Try to win over the champion belt out of the competitor. we compete like that.
지금 누가 그 이겨나? 사탄이가 지게 되면 어떻게 사탄이 여러분가 나 내가 이긴 사람이 가요나?
When the Satan is beaten and you win, then who unbuckles the belt? Do you unbuckle or he unbuckles himself and give it to you? Say here. He must unbuckle, so you cannot never do by power, by force. But why? What are you going to fight? Are you going to fight with your power and with your fist? Win over Satan and Satan say here, you have it. Will he say that? With what are you going to fight Satan? With what are we fighting with Satan?
사랑, 사랑.
With love.
그 사회에서 제일 사회에서
there should be a reputation, not only the small voice, but the well-accepted common reputation that the best people in the loving the England is the Unification Church people. They must say that. They must understand it commonly. And the most of the filial sons and daughters, the sons and daughters of a filial piety, are nonetheless nobody except Unification Church members. They are the best ones, royal ones to their own parents. And the patriot, the one who loves the country most, England country most, is not anybody else but the Unification Church members. We must build up their reputation universally. Not only this England, but also Korea, Japan, everywhere. So the entire world, the people of the world say, who loves the world most in this earth? Then the people think about that, Unification Church members. Unification Church members have the deepest love towards the world. When they all agree, then that's the day our work will become really easy, and we are doing for that now. And even now, in the family level, and say, who It is the real example of the family. Who loves the family more and cherishes the love of the family more than anybody else? Then they think and they say, oh, Unification Church members. Then the Satan in the family level will all come bring their problem to us. That means they give the buckle, unbuckle their belt and give it to you. The same way. The nation, and they wonder, this country is getting sick and it is going to perish, die. Soon the communists will take over, everything will be a mess. Who will think about that country? Then they think, oh, Unification Church members are the only hope in there. Then the nation Satan will come to Unification Church and ask them, see if they can do anything about the nation. And the world is the same way. Do you understand for sure?
Yeah.
Do you understand for sure now?
Yeah.
So which level are you going to love before you die? Individual or the family? You come right forth and give a simple answer to God, but are you actually carrying that out every moment of the day? This is a question.
Reverend Moon.
What about Reverend Moon? Maybe he is an only exception? Will he feel the same way as you do? Will he become such a way that he is the one who loves his wife most in the world, so all the Satan on the woman's side will come around him and say, oh, you win, and I will never resist anymore. When they say that? Then the Satan will say yes. Will mother say yes too? You are the one who loves me most?
Yes.
Loves woman most? And that's the way it should be. And when it comes to the standard of who loves their children most, then the Reverend Moon must say, even Satan must say, he did. And who loved the Unification Church most, then Satan will have to say he loved the Unification Church even more than God loved the Unification Church, and he has to stand. To love Korea, many people wanted to love Korea, and many people actually loved Korea, but all the people got together and decided who love the Korea most. Now in Korea, they all say Reverend Moon, after all, is the best patriot. They are saying that now. Who loved the Asia most? That includes Japan, India, and all Korea and China, everywhere. The who loved the Asia the most, and they would have to come to realize that the Reverend Moon did love the Asia stronger than other people, than anyone. And also the world the same way. And even the universe, the people start asking questions, who loved the world, the universe the most? Then they would have to agree that Reverend Moon is the one who loved the most. And all the kings and the presidents of each country in the spirit world, including the spirit world, you know, in spirit you know everything, so there. And when you compare that, who loved the world most or the country most, then they will have to come to say he was the one who loved it most. And the king will have to put his seal on, and the president has to sign his signature, stating that the Reverend Moon is the one who loved the world most and that country most. Do you understand? So when he is like that, and he is like that, then he is worthy of everyone love him like she is insane, like he is insane. Is that true? Then when father is that qualified, then he will make her stand upside down, and he will just give him a beating in his leg and saying it. You must love the world better than anybody else. You cannot afford but the love the world anybody that you have ever heard of. And if you don't do that, I will make you do that, you know. And even she is treated that way and stimulated. And all the time I advise strongly to love the world, even though she may not like to do that at the moment, and still at the beating. If someone make him do that, would she complain and would she say dissatisfied and say, why do you do this to me and why am I pushed so hard because I don't want to do it? Can you say that? Or you keep telling yourself, yes, I must get more stronger and I will have to work the love of the world more than I would love them now. Should you feel that way? Which one? Do you, why do you say second? But what if father doesn't do that, and the parents don't do that, and only the children make him work, the children do that, then how the children say? And they say, what about parents? They will revolt against them, don't they? They will feel like that, don't they? But only after he finishes that, only after he does this all, and the people say this all, and then teach children lessons, then will the children understand the lesson or not understand the lesson? Yeah. Then they will understand
the lesson.
In this one respect, father knows, and so does every spiritual being and every living being, that this one, there's no dispute, there's no controversy, there's no question that the one who loved the world most. Actually, there's no question who loved the world most. Since father did that, does that, and did that, then after that, he brings everybody to stand, and he whips, and still the teaching him or her at the whip point, saying, you must love your country, you must love the world more than you do now, then the children cannot revolt against their parents. Now, do you understand?